Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What a fun morning we've had.
Now my coffee's cold.
Yeah, we added some technical stuff that
I'll
we
drink
were dealing
it still,
with.
Though.
My sincere apologies. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's Carla in for Rob. Rob will return to us on the bonus show tomorrow, so we're very excited about that. And Josh is a good troubleshooter,
yeah,
isn't he?
My goodness, he knew exactly what to do once you got him on the phone.
Let me get this.
I felt for Carla once it was like 20 minutes of troubleshooting. I wasn't sure how this was going to end up.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, okay, worst case scenario, we're going to have to call it quits in about 10 more minutes. So.
No, I was fine. Life is good. And everything
is. The only problem is your printer.
Well, my printer.
No, that's not a problem.
No, the printer is not.
It's 15 years old.
It's not. It's good. I love my printer.
And it was slow at printing.
I love my printer.
Okay, fine.
Can you talk closer to the microphone, please?
Sure.
Let's get your microphone.
I was starting to do the math of what time I would be down there to plug water in for you.
I can't lie. That crossed my mind, too.
Pushing the
show everybody.
To 5 p.m.
I'm Joe Scarborough. This is Mika. And we are...
Your morning, Joe.
This is morning, Mike, right here.
Cheers.
Anywho, I want to start with the idea of you and your experience yesterday doing the show. Did you enjoy it?
Of course I did. Of course I did. I'm back today. I'm looking forward to it. You ready?
No, I'm not. I'm my mind is going like a mile a minute.
Yeah, what are you doing over there?
I'm just trying to get everything straight. I'm really trying to get everything up where it's supposed to be because we were late starting today and here we are. And I actually, I rely on my stuff because
it's important.
I've got today, it's not a good thing for me to run late because today I will be heading off to the local office of the dead, Social Security, to try to straighten out once and for all my birth date debacle.
Yeah.
Now, I don't...
I would be nervous about going there with two different birthdays.
Well, let's get to that. Get to that. First of all, here's the problem. In a land long ago, far, far away, a woman who was my mother, God rest her soul.
I love her, but I am so pissed off at her right now.
It probably has nothing to do. Really? You're going to start
now's not the time to blame her.
My dead mother?
I love her to death. That's the only thing that she's ever done wrong. Well, I don't know if your birthday's on the 21st or the 22nd.
No, she never said that.
Calendars back then.
Right?
I celebrated my birth. Josh Stroker with the old joke.
Well, how did this ever become a thing, Mike? I mean,
all right, here
have
it is.
You made it a thing? Is this your doing?
All right, are you done?
No,
would
I'm
you
pissed.
Like to stop blaming?
I'm pissed.
Here it is. My birthday, I have celebrated, as many listeners will know, because it is somewhat of a national holiday. I have celebrated my birthday.
He wishes.
On June 22nd for my whole life, my whole adult life. When it came time for the big date where I was going to be on the teat of the United States government with Medicare and with Social Security. And by the way, even though I'm working, I take Social Security because I have a child that is a dependent. Being an older father, and you do get a credit for that. That's the reason I didn't wait till...
Well, you weren't supposed to tell anybody that little secret.
It's really not a secret. I'm not gaming anybody. I'm not doing anything.
We should have more kids. That way we can get more money.
Well, that's not going to happen.
That's a different strategy.
That's totally... That's not
gaming the system.
Yeah, that's gaming. Well, is it or is it really?
I mean, if you
you're bringing
it
a fine American into the world, but... I digress.
Okay.
And you digress.
Okay, I do
like
too.
Like crazy digress.
Does that mean shut up?
So I was going to have a medical procedure. And because the path of least resistance with the Social Security Administration and Medicare and all those people that count was to accept the Social Security birth date, which was different from my birth certificate birthday. Social Security has my birth date as June 21st.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. Can you just wait a second?
Sure.
So I set it up because it's a little confusing.
Yeah, it is.
Even when I talk about it. You've
got that mute button if you need to.
Oh, really, Josh? Really?
I'm helping him out.
So
back and forth.
The Social Security recognizes it June 21st. I'm going through all this and trying to simply put the paperwork and the information into the system that will get me my Social Security and my Medicare. That's all I care about. So at the particular time, I'm saying, well, I'll just accept the date that Social Security gave me and just go along with it. Well, flash forward to getting a medical procedure, and the insurance company does not recognize my June 22nd birth date, which I gave to the doctor. So I go back in and I say, well, just make it June 21st. I'm sick of doing this, of telling one person that it's the 22nd, one person that it's the 21st. And so what I do is I say, well, once all the dust settles and I don't have anything pressing, I will go down to the office and I will deal with it. So I actually drive down. I don't get on the phone. I don't do anything. And I wait patiently. And it's bat-ass. It is wall-to-wall, like it probably is in most cities in America all the time. And I wait my hour or so. I go up to the desk because I don't have an appointment. And then they tell me what I need to do. He said, you could wait for 2 more hours here or you could come back on Thursday, which is what I'm doing today. I'm going down there to, and one, the first thing I'm going
to
say is,
to prove
I don't,
your identity.
Well, I don't want anything to screw up
your
what,
payment.
Everything is working. Everything is working for me right now after many years of, of passing, you know, contributing to the system. That's what, I was just fixing your microphone.
My microphone was fine.
So that's where I am right now. And there is just a tiny, tiny level of stress because you're dealing with the man.
I would be stressed too.
Why?
Well, because if you go there and you try to prove your identity and it screws everything up and then all of a sudden, it should be an easy fix is what it should be. Oh, okay, your birth certificate says this and you have it. They should be able to switch it over, but it never goes like that.
No, just make it like Thanksgiving. Make it the third Thursday in June every year.
Right.
I think that ultimately my preference, although it doesn't matter, it really does, but my preference would be for everything to be June 22nd, which means the modification should happen with the Social Security Administration. Then they switch me out and bingo bango, I'm done. It's easy, it's fixed, and we're all good.
Let's hope that happens.
Now, the date became a big deal this year. When did you first realize that there was a screw up here?
Probably back
for years?
I've probably been aware of it in the back of my mind, but it probably became a thing for me when I started filling out the paperwork and getting ready, you know, months and months and months and months ago to put the paperwork in and have everything set to go. And I, at the time, said, rather than deal with this now, when I'm, you know, getting everything ready to go, I didn't even think about dealing with it after the fact. I thought it wouldn't be a factor. But then when the whole dates and doctors and all that crap started happening, it's, we'll see.
It's
going to be my fun day.
It's odd that it took this long to come up, that you didn't have the issue with taxes or payroll or TSA or any of the other stuff where we have to give the government all our info.
Well, taxes will be probably next year, April.
Up to this point in your life.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know why. I wouldn't be able to know why, but, well, she's dead. Are you really? Is that you're laughing at my mother right now?
This is just bizarre to me.
It's just different.
Yeah, I guess so.
I can't be the only person that
you probably are.
That has a different date.
Just you.
And parents forget birth dates all the time.
That's very true.
But this is,
damn them.
These are things that happened back all the way back, and now I hate to say the year, all the way back in 1959. A different time, a vastly different time, practically cave dwelling.
You should see his birth certificate. It's like this small.
It's a tiny, tiny
it's
little yellow copy.
It's square.
That's typewritten. It looked like someone typed on it.
Smaller than this.
Were they regular typewriter?
Yeah, that's a little. No, it's a about three this by five
big.
Card.
It's about this big.
And aren't they supposed to be like they look like a title for a car? Isn't that what the size?
And it's all laminated. Yes. Did you laminate it?
No, I didn't laminate it. Oh yeah, my mom laminated it. Laminated it. And it's like cheap ass laminated
that's
too.
That's where you get your lamination from because you like to laminate stuff too.
What?
Your show notes every morning before you go.
My show notes right now are safely in my computer that I am looking at right here. I am not totally without modern convenience. However, prior to the show today, Mr. Sorokin, I had to work through a problem where I thought it was a cable, and Josh informed
me
it was not.
You were 100% sure.
I was 100%. It was that cable. But let's forget Mike, the fact that I yes. Go
I
ahead.
I once flew to the Bahamas to board a yacht. To take an iPod out of its dock, restart it, and plug it back in.
Oh, my God. People are so dumb.
It's technical savvy.
I love it, though. I'm the same way.
But this is everything. I would tell my son, and I will tell my son.
Yeah, always reboot.
I will
reboot.
Tell him today. No, what I would tell him is pay attention to the details. One of the things that I regret in my life.
Yeah, you do not pay attention
math,
to the details.
And that comes from the origins of that is the people that say, I'm not, what do the vast majority of Americans say? I'm not good at math. I'm not good at math. And I think it all comes from math because that's the first time that part of your brain, the analytical part of your brain, starts kicking in, and that's when you sweat those details. And if you don't do that, now, are there some people who are just naturally good at mathematics? 100% they are. But I think the vast majority of us, if we did nose to the grindstone, pay attention, and force feed it, and make sure that we were versed in it, you would sweat details about technology, you would sweat details about taxes, you would sweat details about accounting, and that's why...
That's what we should be learning in school.
But that's why a fabulously wealthy guy that's got a yacht in the Bahamas
yeah.
calls Josh to fly down to reboot his iPad because that's what a lot of people do. And by the way, the people that know all that stuff, that's the people that get paid for it. That's the way it works, right? I mean, you don't know details of math, Carla, right?
No.
You don't.
No, I hate math. I'm good at adding, though.
Yeah,
not as good as Rob Spiewak, but...
Rob's very good at adding, but Rob's, has... He doesn't sweat details on everything. His wife does all like the taxes in his house. Do you do the taxes in your own house, Josh?
I do.
Yes. Because you're a technical person.
Can you do our taxes, Josh? Please?
We got a few months to discuss that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need help.
So sweating those details is important, and I think everybody should do that, and we will be. But I will tell my son. If you pay attention to that stuff, if you give a rat's ass about that stuff, it will. I'm not talking about a lot of people say things along the lines of, what am I going to do with algebra? What am I going to do with geometry? Well, the bottom line is that I'll give you an example when it comes to financial management. When you talk about something like derivatives or these complex financial models that nobody understands, well, part of the reason they make money is because people don't understand. And a good part of our economy that funnels money into the pockets of the people that sweat the details are because the rest of us check the box, don't know, not good at, don't understand.
Or don't care.
Not
and that's,
gonna read.
That, yeah, that, that's, that, I'm exactly. not gonna read the instructions. I'm not gonna go into the schematics. And over the years, the mistakes that I made, like I did this morning, were multifold because I literally never paid attention to it. Don Geronimo, when I worked with Don, Don liked to run his own board, and I stopped running board. And so when Don would be off of the show, I would be, lost with board hopping.
That would be a horrible position to be in.
But then I had someone else run my board so I could focus on running the show, and it was the problem was solved. But I still... When you give up that skill, setting up my own studios has taught me the very bare minimum about how this works, which is why I should have known what the issue was before the show today. But I thought it was interesting how we don't we really don't sweat those details. And the great minds that pay attention to numbers and technology and all that are responsible for so much in our world today that I think we as Americans take for granted.
Yeah, we could all do better.
I think we could all pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you sweat those details. You came in here and you were in here 10 minutes and got me all fired up and got everything organized the way it should be. And I admire that. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I agree. So
it's the second day with you. It's the second day with Carla on the show today. Got to turn that down because that was bleeding over a little bit. Let me ask you this. I have an issue with the marital home.
Oh, what is that?
And this is something I will discuss with you publicly. And we haven't had any major rifts or tiffs. But it is the concept that I would like to implement in our home. Okay. And that concept is when preparing food, clean as you go. You are, and I'm gonna before I say anything, before you say anything, let me just go let the audience know. You are working now. You are diligent in keeping a beautiful home.
Let me
home.
Use all that stuff for myself. Go ahead. Just get to the point. You're diligent.
You do that laundry
just
that
get
you do
to the point.
Is fantastic. You and my son, I don't know how one person, and I'll give Michael as an example, how one person can go into a kitchen and he's going to bake something.
Okay.
Make batter. And I will go into the sink the following morning, and there are 3,500 utensils covered with crap.
Well, Michael is cooking now, okay? We have to teach him to clean up after himself.
Well,
you
lead by example. Excuse me, I didn't mean to choke you up.
Excuse me?
I didn't mean to.
Okay, it's the same thing as yesterday. So basically, I have been doing this my whole life, especially with you. We've been together 21 years. I have been cooking. I have been cleaning. I have been doing dishes. I have been doing laundry. I have been loving, taking care of. And guess what?
You mean you've been taken care of? Is that what you want?
That too.
Right.
Yeah. So guess what? It's your turn. And it seems like you have an awful lot of whining to do.
I am not, first of all, and let's make it clear, when I have accepted wholeheartedly the responsibility of keeping the kitchen straight.
Yeah, Hold on. Congratulations. You're an adult. Congratulations. You do the dishes.
I am just simply saying that it is like great chefs online.
Yeah.
That when you clean as you go,
yes,
it eliminates any need for a big problem afterwards. And I'm talking about the idea, and I will give you this. Josh, you have kids. You probably can relate to this.
I do.
When you leave a cereal bowl with, say, frosted mini wheats, and the residue of frosted mini wheats in a bowl,
into the bowl
overnight, you might as well. It's the same concept that they would use to, make an adobe hut. If it hardens and it makes it, and that applies to most foodstuffs, but in the case of cereal,
it's pretty bad.
Batter
from Michael,
right? Rice,
it's and, Michael.
And I have said how many times do I have any other really significant household bitch other than that?
That's really all that you've been doing. So. Yeah, of course.
What do you mean
bitching.
All that? Are you talking about the cleaning
bitching.
Of the kitchen has been all
of
that I've been doing?
Of course you're bitching about it.
It's just I want the kid to know and I want you to know. How many times have we I'm not trying to be difficult here.
Yeah.
But how many times have we had you and your mom over for a family dinner, a big family dinner, and the day's over.
Yep.
And I go into the kitchen and it's a war zone.
Well, I can tell you that she always says, "Hey, let's do the dishes." And I say, "You know what? Don't even worry about it.
I didn't know that's what it is.
Well, don't worry about it. Just keep them there. Let's keep having fun. We'll have Mike do them tomorrow morning.
You've said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's to remind you how wonderful the day was before.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think it sucks. And I want you to help me train our progeny.
I can definitely do that. We'll just have him do every time he does not put a dish in the sink, and put water in it if it's going to harden. We will have him do 10 sit-ups.
You kids start school next Monday? Is that when they go back
Tomorrow we meet the teacher. Back to school on Monday.
There it
How
is.
Exciting.
We're a little behind you down here at the Lord Fauntleroy Academy. We will be
Thursday
when here's another thing where you're proving how domestic you are. What better day to hop on a plane and simply leave your home than
it.
When your kid is going back to school. Mrs. O'Mara, in what may be the last trip as far as our marriage is concerned, will be flying to the seat of wealth in America, Palo Alto, California, to go out there with your Richie Rich meeting from the lady that owns your company. And that's going to be interesting. Are you excited about it?
Oh, yeah, certainly. And I guess we get to see Steve Jobs' house that lives right down the road. And then also Mark,
Zuckerberg, you're calling him by his first name now?
Yeah, Mark too. And but you know what's very interesting about this conversation is we were
why are you talking like that right now?
Well, because
why are you using almost a baby talk
voice?
You
like it? Okay, so I don't know.
Ass. Speak like you do to me.
Okay, so we're at football.
I'm gonna go to my Zuckerberg's house.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you jealous. Is it working?
No. I think you're going
to
go out and...
He told me to cancel.
You're
going to
go out and bone Mark Zuckerberg or something?
No,
like
hell
that?
No.
All right. One guy you mentioned is weird. The other is dead. I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah, Steve Jobs' house.
Yeah.
All the sorts of weeds growing up.
My God. I'll take
a
pictures.
A graveyard in the front yard.
I'll take pictures.
So you're going out to Palo Alto. You're
so,
excited
yes.
About
so Mike is excited about it, too, because as we're at football practice last night, Mike's like, here, sign up for life insurance. I'm like, what? So he hands me the phone. I get online. All of a sudden, my phone's ringing. And I have a policy this morning, so I think I do at least.
This is what I said, and Josh, this is where you will be the
You don't have to do like
arbiter.
The blood tests and everything?
Well, it depends. They pass you.
Not when you're a kid.
Not when, yeah. Probably not,
when you're
not with mine.
Not when you're a spring chicken, you know.
I guess I answered all the questions correctly, so.
Okay. Yeah, this is, now, I didn't know, by the way,
Mike,
I didn't know you were going to talk about
there,
this.
There is right. a little delay. If you try to cash it out tomorrow, they won't let
Well, he told me.
Yeah, tell him the line that I gave you right after you got the policy.
He said, now don't get $2 million because I might want to throw you off a cliff.
And then after you got your policy.
He said, do you want to go rock climbing? And I'm like, okay, this is weird. Okay, guys. So if
tell everybody what I really said.
Well, I don't remember.
The reason, I said the real reason with your travel now that if anything ever happened to you, I truly believe that I would
the money would keep you alive.
I would be useless. I would be non-functional.
He said, I don't even know if I could do the show anymore. I said, you gotta do the show. Like, you gotta keep living.
I really don't know. I mean, I would have a tough time. I would have a tough time.
I said, not with the policy that I got. You don't have to do the show. You just go on, cash everything out and go do.
You got $1 million life insurance policy. That's fine. And we don't need to go into the details of it.
Was it the,
for $5 a month.
Did.
Was it the travel that concerned you or the story of the old lady coming into the office angry yesterday?
No, it was the travel.
Yeah.
It was the travel because
and
I
And us having an 11-year-old son. And if just in case anything happened to us together.
Yeah, we got a 15-year
term.
Like if something happens, it gets him through college and all that.
No,
and
he would be 26.
It's
the right thing to do.
Right. By the way, they offered me a $1 million term policy for $16,000 a month.
Oh, yeah. So I added it up all last night and I'm like, oh, this is so worth it. Like if I die in 15 years, I'm only paying this amount of money.
Well, I mean, it's
I
the
mean,
way
to
the game
have
works.
The policy.
It's the, game, the,
it's the yeah. way the game works.
It's not a lot. Right.
Have you seen the movie that came out or the show last year on Apple TV called Bad Sisters? Which
no.
is about
I saw a trailer for it.
And and it's the life insurance agents don't want to pay out. So they're trying to figure out if one of the sisters murdered the husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they don't want to pay out. It was a good show.
I felt what's weird, and this is really weird about it, I felt just a pang of guilt. As she was talking.
I did too.
By the way, and having a fabulous.
I felt a pang of like, are you going to kill me soon?
Well,
is that normal?
You look, you can never say never.
Right? Right?
You can never
I'm thinking
say
you
never.
Are setting me up for death.
That's horrible. And I know you're joking, but
sorry,
I
sorry, but it did cross my mind for a second. Are you going to get that life insurance policy, Carl? Are you
well, because
get
it was
it,
make, it was
it?
On my mind because of all the travel you're doing. You're going on
How
two different
you?
Trips.
How about you get one?
I have yours is called my savings. That's what you get.
Okay.
All right? And well, and by the way, it's not financially in.
It's not going to be enough, Mike.
It's not financially in the cards for us right now. Let's go in this direction.
Okay,
this.
Let's do this.
Carla's talking to this guy. We're at practice. This is how quickly it happens now in the, you know.
Yeah, it was
the
about 40 minutes.
It was very, 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 very quick. And at one point, she says, he needs to talk to you. And he gets on with me. He said, you'll be the beneficiary, blah, blah, blah. Gets my information. I said, I ask about my son. I said, this is also for my son. Does it? If something happens to both of us, does my son? And yes, he confirms that. And so he knows. This dude knows that I am sitting, you know, next to my wife at this football practice. She's already told him we're at my son's football practice. And then he, how
we
did
get
it,
to get, we get to chatting and he's like, oh, Estero.
You're giving him way more information than I would ever give one of these people.
Well, we're just having a good conversation. He's like, Estero, I have, you know, my family, my wife's family. I have a lot of friends.
Try not
too,
to give, when you, let me just remind you because you're new to this, just, to, you know, minimal information.
Right. What okay. address did you give him?
Really? Yeah, Carla, you're going, you're sort of,
1-9-7
you're relaxing okay. and you're kind of steamrolling. And then I gave him my social security number, which is blah, blah, blah. Come on, okay. Stop. So not even one number. Don't even play that game, please. Okay? I'm just trying to get you to tell the story.
I
and
am.
Why? Why? What was he asking you? Because it sounded like you're telling him your life story.
Oh, no, no, no. And then he said that we just, I don't know. Then we started chit-chatting. He's like, oh, you have a 703 number. I said, yeah, we're from Virginia. He's like, oh, I graduated from Chantilly High School. And I said, oh, well, I graduated from Centerville High School. And
does he now live in Palo Alto?
Right. So we're chit-chatting, and then since he lived in the DC area, I'm like, well, do you know my husband? He's the Don and Mike show that you were on for a long time. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. And I said, well, you know, he has a podcast now. And he's like, I'm Googling him right now. And then he starts Googling and he's like, oh, are you the one with the blue hair? I said, blue hair? No, I do not have blue hair.
It's the woman I'd really like to be my wife.
That would be Linda.
It's Linda Herr. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
You popped up on my feed. That means something, baby.
Yeah,
it really
yeah.
does.
So I'm like, no, 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 no. I said,
you
if
you move over a little bit. It's your yeah. bleeding. The microphone's bleeding over. It really is. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, right. I can move this.
All right. Let me,
does yeah, that
actually,
help?
This is my, it's my problem. I have to sit up. All right, go ahead. Keep
okay.
telling
so, me. Long story short, I said, if you scroll down, that's me. And then from there, go ahead, Mr. Mike.
So he finally finds a picture, and I hear her say, I'm really half paying attention. I'm watching my kid play, have a good practice last night. And then I hear her say, well, thank you very much. It's a.
Well, I didn't know how to really respond to it.
She says something like, thank you very much. It's not that great a picture of me or something like that. I'm like, and I'm sitting there, and I look over. I said, what the hell? What's he doing?
I said,
and what did he say? You look hot?
He said, ooh.
What did he say?
He said, you're easy on the eyes.
Okay, and I'm like, I'm creepy. Sitting next to you. That's totally creepy. This is
that's
life
totally
insurance, dude. That's
guy.
Totally unprofessional, too. He's probably doing it in his underwear
I know.
In his house.
He started
like
breathing
they do.
Differently, too.
I've had to write up sales guys for saying things like that in the past.
Yeah.
You're oh, wow.
Easy,
yeah.
Easy
so,
on the eye. He's
so he
probably
did.
An older guy, too, if he said it like that.
Yeah,
yeah you're easy on the eye.
Yeah, yeah, he
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
that's too
there.
Funny. That's too funny.
So within.
I'm sure he's watching now.
Did you really
way.
Have a policy by the time we got home?
Well, they charged me. So I'm thinking I might have. It might have gone through without any,
okay,
you know.
Too much information. Too much information.
TMI. Yeah, TMI.
Right, which credit card get... number did they charge?
Yeah, that doesn't
right?
sound, I feel like I have to rein her in
really?
Like she's going to say that at
seriously?
A certain
how
point.
Seriously, how old do you think I am? Come on now.
No, but do you feel now that you've
I
done that?
I feel great. I feel like a good parent.
It's like peace of mind. It's
I
what it is. Security.
Like, if anything happens and I'm going down, I will know that Michael will be taken care of.
Right. Right.
That's and, all that I care about.
Yeah. And I just want you to know, if that happens, I will send
do
him.
Do not go to the casinos, Mike.
I will.
Do not lose at all.
He's going to have a good life, but with a couple of weekends, I'll make sure he has a great life.
Yeah, you will. Spend all that money in the slots.
I want to do that. Oh, we're still watching them. We're still watching those slots. You know, I'm so excited about Las Vegas. And by the way, I am going to, we're going to have a serious video component. Because Carl and I are going to kind of test out one of these enterprises that we've always wanted to do, and that's these people that gamble on YouTube, and they have an amazing amount of followers because it's exciting, and people like me live vicariously through them, and it doesn't need to be the super high rollers.
No, Akafuji.
And by the way, did you ever hear back ever from any of the gambling people?
They are all too big for us.
Is that really what they kind of indicate? Is that what they say or what?
They just don't respond.
They don't respond.
Yeah.
They're just out there doing, they're feeding their addiction.
Private message them. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't want the publicity. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
They're doing fine. I just want to pick their brains and find out about it. Because I want to know, much like that great movie Lost in America, where does the nest egg come from? Where does that? I mean, there's this guy.
I have a theory.
Okay, go ahead.
The casino. I think they're paying these guys to lose to promote their casinos.
Do you think that the money they gamble is casino money and it's simply a promotional effort?
That's my theory.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Normally, you'd have to disclose that, but maybe with TikTok and all this internet stuff, maybe there's not regulations there yet.
So what you're saying, do you think that there is a chance that the money they win when they talk about, in some cases, winning, tens of thousands of dollars, that is not legitimate winning? Or do you think that that they're funded by the casinos to do their gambling? Like sometimes they put $15,000 in one of the machines?
I'm sure they're sponsors and I'm sure they get some of the money.
And they get people that subscribe, and you know what the value of
that. So they're making money off of that. I don't know. I just know we know the house always wins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And these guys are there every night with more money.
Every night.
And I really don't think they have enough subscribers to blow the amount of money they're blowing.
Yeah, the subscribers and the followers would not result in unlimited funds. So it is either the Soroka conspiracy theory,
right,
or it is a source that has come from another enterprise where, you know, he cashed out and said, I'm going to gamble for the rest of my... Look, the addiction doesn't surprise me. I mean, the people that are doing this, it is very obvious to me that they are dealing with gambling addictions. There is. They wouldn't be able to do it. I would be out of my mind if I had to do that every day. I think the fun would be sucked out of it. These people seem to do it every single day.
Yeah, I would totally have fun at the beginning.
So it would be fun at the beginning, but then it would get burned depressing. It becomes a job. It sucks. Yeah. You know?
So I tried to look up Bretzky and where his money comes from.
He's a little different.
Because he strikes me as a guy, where does his money come from? Because he's the biggest loser.
He loses.
He's like us.
I'd love to get him on.
First thing that comes up is his LinkedIn. So you can see his work history.
Right
now, he's a TikTok superstar.
Okay.
Since 2023. But before that, he was three different businesses as a sales executive. So it's not his personal money.
Right. It's
coming from somewhere.
That's interesting. I'm fascinated by it, where these guys get the bank to do that. And it's not like I won't be wandering around Las Vegas, Nevada. And Carly, you don't have to come with me.
No, I want to.
You
want to
seek these people out?
I would love to.
Do you really want to seek these people out?
Yeah, let's do it. And let's call them out, too.
What do you mean call them out?
Meaning, hey, we're trying to get in touch with you. What's up?
Oh, I'd be willing to do that. I'll go personally try to find where they are. I know the casinos they go to, and I'll personally walk up to them and say, come to the downtown Grand on Friday night. I will.
Well, that's the Saturday new challenge. Night. That's the new Saturday. Challenge for the listeners.
To find these people.
It's a scavenger hunt.
We have a lot of fans out in Las Vegas, and if you find these people, tell them I want them.
The weekend of November 8th and 9th. We have a... Everyone goes out for 4 hours. Who can find a streamer? Bring them back.
You will. Ooh, I like it.
Wonderful
that
idea.
Sounds like fun.
Well, anyway, I'm really glad you got the life insurance policy. And,
me too.
I can't wait to go go-karting this weekend. should be fun. We have to take a break. When we come back, I got the news of the day, ladies and gentlemen, and we have some great video for you today. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back, everybody. I have it in my hot little hand. I have it right here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about Liquid IV. It is fantastic. You will love it. The heat of summer, it is here.
What flavor is that?
One of my all-time standards.
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you think that is?
The sherbet?
Oh. No, that's not an all-time standard.
Grape?
It is lemon lime.
Lemon lime.
The heat of summer is here, and your favorite summer treat could be giving you extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV has refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker. Hello, Rainbow Sherbet. That's sugar-free.
Yep.
That hit the spot when you need transformative relief all summer long, and it's hot. Indulge in hydration with electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients from the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Liquid IV. The secret is LIV Hydrosidens. That is the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Check out five delicious sugar-free flavors. Raspberry melon, rainbow sherbet. That's the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
White peach, love it. Green grape, lemon lime. They're all great. And the return of the fan favorite hydration multiplier, Cotton Candy. I love them all. I love them dearly. Or grab a variety pack. Tear, pour, live more. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% of your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Yeah.
Good job, Mike.
All right. Hit the thingy, Josh. Hit the, there it is. Yay. Oh, boy. Boy, I tell you, everything's broken today. We start today with a news story. I have it right here in my hot little hand. And we take you to Paris, France for the Olympics, ladies and gentlemen. The Olympic athletes are not paid, but when they win, they usually do get a little something-something from their home countries. I think I remembered that from back in the day. I remember hearing that story. They get a little bonus. The U.S. Olympic Committee is paying out $37,500 per gold medal this year, $22,500 per silver, and $15,000 for each bronze medal. That's actually on the low end. Some countries give out way more. Serbia, wouldn't think it would be Serbia, is at the top of the list. $214,000 per gold medal. That's not bad, right?
I think that's what you should get. Yeah.
You think we should pay more in the United States?
Absolutely, for gold. Yeah.
Serbia's only got two gold medals, though. See, okay. So it's, I think, a cost analysis with the amount of gold the U.S. has. It might be more. Malaysia and Morocco are also in the same range. Australia is the cheapest country. They only hand out $13,340. Singapore reportedly had a $737,000 bounty on gold medals in 2021.
Wow, that's motivation.
But they didn't win any medals, so why not? It's like an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Get it? Gymnast Carlos Yulo of the Philippines just became his country's first male gold medalist, and he is getting private sector gifts like a condo, house, free food for life.
Nice.
Pizza.
I'll take that.
Pizza. Plus about $450,000 from his government. So what are the medals themselves worth? Not much based on the materials used. The gold medals haven't actually been pure gold since 1912. Mm-hmm. I think that sucks.
Yeah, why?
I think an Olympic gold medal
should
ought to be
gold.
Solid gold.
Yeah.
This year's are 95.4% silver. Their value is about $950.
Wow.
I don't know why that bugs me, but it does. Silver medal's worth $486, and a bronze will only get you $13 at the scrapyard.
Jeez.
I thought they would be worth like the real medal, but it is really bleeding over. I don't know.
You gotta
do this.
There was
gotta,
a
like, lean that way and then right in here. There you go. That's it.
There was a Filipino.
Let's talk.
I remember a person who won their first gold medal for their country at the last Olympics, and they were given five cows.
Five cows?
Five cows is what they got.
Here's a rundown of the latest viral moments from the Olympics. There's a ridiculous controversy over U.S. Olympians Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles bowing down to Rebecca Andrade from Brazil. And I hope I pronounce the name, because when it's Brazil, it might be Andrade. After she won gold in the floor final, I don't know why there's a controversy if they were just being nice to do that. I think that's kind of sportsmanlike. Simone says it was a show of good sportsmanship.
Or
there
respect.
It is.
Yeah.
French, the number two story coming out and viral French pole vaulter. Here he is again. Anthony Ammirati mentioned his package in a now-deleted TikTok, and we didn't get the TikTok for you today.
Damn,
I'm sorry about that.
What did he say about it?
I'll try to find it. Maybe during the bonus show we can put that on. But he's got a TikTok where he talks about it. Australian field hockey player Tom Craig was arrested for buying cocaine.
After he lost.
After his team was eliminated. That sucks. Bad,
yeah.
Bad. I mean, not only are you a loser, but then you're buying drugs. And a 14-year-old Australian skateboarder, Arisa True, was promised a pet duck if she won the gold. She's getting a pet duck.
Wow.
So she did well in her skateboarding, which I think is very cool. Do you have anything to say about the Olympics, Carla?
They're boring.
She doesn't care about the Olympics.
I don't care either.
Yeah.
I have to say.
I mean, it's just been boring.
I've watched more in previous Olympics.
I think I might like the Winter Olympics better.
I do. I think most people do. Yep.
I think streaming messes it up.
Streaming.
The fact that you got to go on the app and go pick what sport you want to watch versus the old days where you just turn on NBC and it's whatever's there.
Exactly.
I agree. Streaming.
I agree too.
Streaming messes it up. And when I watch the Winter Olympics, Josh, do you know what my favorite sport is?
I know. Skiing. I know. Swimming.
Curling.
Oh, curling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Taylor Swift's three shows in Vienna, Austria are canceled. This sucks.
Yeah.
Because they were the target of a terrorist attack. The two men who were planning the attack were arrested. They both have a sworn allegiance to ISIS. And according to an Austrian newspaper, they were, quote, radicalized on the internet. One of the suspects is a 19-year-old. Police raided his parents' house where he was living and found chemicals and substances that could have been used to build a bomb. What is, God, I mean, of all the targets, but the bigger, I guess that's what they go for. Taylor was expected to perform tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. To sold-out crowds as part of the European leg of her Eras tour. Interestingly, in a 2019 interview, Taylor said a terrorist attack at one of her concerts was her biggest fear.
Mm.
It just sucks on every possible level, but I'm glad they...
Better to be safe than sorry.
Nipped it in the bud. Jack Black wants to assure Tenacious D fans that they will be back. Just no word on when. At the premiere for his movie Borderlands on Tuesday, he told Entertainment Tonight, quote, I love Tenacious D. We had to take a break, but I love the D. Everybody takes a break sometimes. We'll be back. That's nice that he's doing that, I think. That's,
is this because of what he said?
No, what his partner said.
Partner.
Well, what his partner said.
When his partner made a flip comment about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Right. Well, and Jack Black did what he had to do to save his career. And
he
just had time for everything to cool down.
Yeah,
and can talk about it again.
I don't think when somebody makes that kind of a mistake, they should be totally canceled, but it was stupid. That's Kyle Gass,
so
the partner that said that. He's the other half of Tenacious D. He made a joke on stage about that. Kyle has since apologized, but their tour was canceled and all future plans put on hold, so I think there'll be a little bit more waiting for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the six deadliest jobs in America, according to a new report. Carly, do you want me to go 5-1 on this? Number six is any kind of driver, sales workers and truck drivers. 30 deaths per 100,000 workers if you're out on the roads all day, if that is your gig.
Oh, that just reminded me of yesterday, the worst time, the worst day to drive.
Was
Did
yesterday,
you notice
right?
anything like weird about driving yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Do you remember when we were coming home from football practice, the Jeep? You didn't see
Jeep
in back of me. Remember the Jeep being a total a-hole?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not abnormal.
It's not around here.
That's
right.
Florida.
It's
yeah,
Florida.
Exactly.
That's normal for Florida. Number five, aircraft pilots and flight engineers. That's a little scary. I'm sorry I bring that up with you traveling next week.
Is that? 30,
that's why you got the policy.
But that's not while flying. That's
no.
got to be stress or suicide.
Yet, you know what? You're probably right. 36 deaths per 100,000 workers. Number four is construction. That would be job site related. Yes. 39 deaths per 100,000 workers. Number three, we watch it on TV, fishing and hunting workers.
Fishing.
51 deaths per 100,000 workers. Here's one that was a wild card for me because I admire what these guys do. So many of them down here. Roofers.
Oh.
58 deaths per 100,000 workers. And would you like to guess what is number one?
I can guess what's
number one. Go ahead. What do you think?
Dentists.
Because of what? Suicide?
Yes.
I think they have a high suicide rate.
They do.
Dentists do. Josh, you have any guess?
7-Eleven cashiers.
No. Logging. Logging workers.
Gosh, okay. That would be a horrible death.
101 deaths per 100,000 workers. That is a lot of deaths. For that line of work. You can get killed doing it. And now finally, Applebee's brought back their all-you-can-eat wings, or shrimp deal last month, and they are not messing around about the all-you-can-eat part. A 28-year-old Chicago woman got arrested on Friday night after sharing her all-you-can-eat order with other people at her table.
It's just wrong. She shouldn't be sharing.
Her name is Shaunisha Cobbs.
Michael O'Mara.
It happened at an Applebee's in Portage, Indiana. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Just across the border from Chicago. An employee saw her do it and told her it wasn't allowed. She told them she thought all you can eat meant everyone in your group and claimed the menu didn't specifically say it was per person. Things escalated when the bill came and the manager charged them for multiple all-you-can-eat deals. Each one cost $16. Police say Shaunisha was loud, disorderly. When they arrived, she ignored requests from them and a friend to calm down. She's facing charges for disorderly conduct. One of her friends ended up paying the bill in full after cops showed them the menu's fine print that did say per person.
Of course.
Oh, and the word you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All you can eat. Not all we can eat. Am I right, ladies? All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Are you having fun, Carla?
I am.
All right. Thanks again for getting that insurance policy.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
We'll be right back, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by our TMOS store, ladies and gentlemen. Time is running out. We now just have a few left of the brand new TMOS summer caps, the ultimate accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. Available in red, white, light blue, or black, ensuring there is a perfect match for everyone. Plus, tickets and merch for the grand reunion Las Vegas weekend. You see my little post, Josh, that I put up on the supporters page about the grand reunion weekend?
I'm getting scared. I'm getting nervous. Please help out.
My paranoia. Help my paranoia.
Invite everybody.
Get your tickets. Invite your friends. And new t-shirts are there.
That's not just a, hey, let me know if you're not going.
Yeah.
No.
We don't need to hear that.
No. Screw that. Las Vegas weekend coming up. New t-shirts are there. We got a brand new one for Charlie Stuang Stabilek also, even if you haven't seen it yet. We put them up there. They surprise you. That means you have to check out the store periodically. You might see a t-shirt you had no idea was coming down the pike on the TMOS store. We have a commemorative coin also, commemorating the great times and big fun. So hurry up and support the show you love, ladies and gentlemen. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Just click store at MikeO'MaraShow.com, the source for all things TMOS. Folks, we do the hats, we do the coins, we do the t-shirts, and we do the live show to fund our enterprise. We don't just put our hand out, although there are plenty of opportunities for that as well. We like to give you opportunities to enjoy the show with merchandise and also with live events. That's how we support it. If you don't support it, we don't do it. Remember our motto, I can't believe it's not butter. And we thank you in advance for supporting everything at the TMOS store. My take on liberal and conservative. I have been, this week in particular, ingesting more video content than I ever have before. And I have discovered that TikTok, and this is just my opinion, Josh Soroka, maybe you can shed some light on it. TikTok believes that I am some sort of right-wing radical. Because everything I am getting on my... Now, is that because... Is that just what TikTok is about primarily? Or I always thought that they kind of funneled the stuff that that you relate to more towards you. That's what I always thought.
I don't know why you'd be getting more of that, because I do get some of that, but I get a lot on the other side as well. So
you
I
do.
Get a mix of both.
I get a little mix of both, but it's been weird.
Maybe TikTok thinks you're a Republican. Maybe everything you do in your life points to you being a Republican.
Yeah.
You just hate the orange man.
You know what? TikTok does believe that I am, that I'm coming from the right.
And I think it also has to do with who you hang out with, that the phones talk to each other.
What I'm thinking too.
It'll see your phone is connected to the same GPS as your three guys you're golfing with. And they're all Republican leaning. So it's three Republicans, one Democrat. So you're going to be part of that group.
Do you think that TikTok has more sophisticated algorithms that are able to track with the people that I'm golfing with? Is that possible, Mr. Soroka? Do you believe that as my technical advisor for the Mike O'Mara show?
Yeah, sure. I believe that what TikTok wants more than anything politically is to destroy the country.
Because of China.
The China influence. So
dividing us.
Why not show you the stuff you hate to make you more mad at Republicans?
Yeah. Okay.
And show me the stuff that irritates me on the other side. Like, why not push it that way? That would be my theory.
I thought it was kind of interesting the way Nick reacted when he found out that you were coming from the other side politically. And you're not I should point out, and at least this is my opinion, you're not are you full MAGA in your opinion? Are you or do you just kind of do you consider yourself a moderate?
No, I am a Trump supporter.
Okay, so you're full MAGA then.
I think the full MAGA thing has turned into a hate thing versus...
I don't hate you.
Versus my argument, which I don't want to go to war, and I don't want any more wars in the country, and that's my biggest reason for supporting
Trump. So you kind of have isolationist policies where let's just fix this country.
I go out my door and see enough problems here.
Okay,
So I've always... I've voted Democrat in the past, but I've always generally been Republican.
All right. And I think that down here, you're more comfortable in the state politically than I am. I wonder, and I'll ask you this, Carla, coming from, and look, we don't discuss politics routinely on this show, but it has been very much in the news lately, and I find it interesting when there is no doubt that people on the left, the Democrats, myself included, have a new lease on life. I mean, there's just no question that we are energized and we are excited. My question is, in years past, wherever we have been, we have worn it on our sleeves. We have always been very open in showing the colors until the last probably 2 to 3 years. Would that be accurate, Carla? Where we kind of don't want to do that. So my question to you, with the enthusiasm rising in the Democratic Party right now, would you ever think about throwing a sticker on a car down here?
No, I don't think that's necessary, but I have thought about wearing my hat to the bowling alley.
What does your hat say? I forgot.
The Kamala hat? Yeah.
You stole my Kamala hat?
Yes, I did.
Well, you're getting the shirt, so you'll be okay.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't know you stole that.
I have it.
Go. That's like from when she ran for president the first time.
I have it.
And when she got no votes.
Yes, basically.
See,
I mean,
he offer a nice balance?
Yeah. When
I think he's beautiful. I think Josh does it beautifully.
I'll tell you, Mike. I pay a lot. I love politics. I pay a lot of attention. I watch the news a lot. I just don't see how fighting and arguing about politics in day-to-day life gets anywhere and makes this country any better. So I don't, I wouldn't put a Trump sticker on my car because you never know the one person you're going to park next to.
I
agree.
There's so much hate and divisiveness right now.
You've explained it in a way that makes sense to me, and I don't think I would either.
It's too bad that we can't do that.
Nick said the other day on the show it's incendiary, which it is. Unfortunately, where we are now as a country, I've always considered it kind of a look-at-me activity. It's probably why I've done it. My attention deficit where I want more attention, and I just don't think it's a cool thing to do. At the same time, I did buy the t-shirt. I do like talking about it on the show at the same time. But also, I have subscribed to the philosophy that as we are now, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to change your mind, and there's nothing you're going to say that's going to change my mind. So I have become, I think, rather adept at talking with people with a different point of view. I think we've accepted the division so totally now that it's not necessary. Oh, with that said, you remember the guy when we went out to dinner, that one dude? Do you remember how angry he got at me when we went out to the dinner at Happy Valley with those people, Carla?
Oh, our first dinner?
You remember that night?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how horrible that was?
Yeah.
And that was because vino, fueled with little wine on everybody's part, and it can really... You have to monitor the way you talk to people that disagree with you.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
100%. Yeah.
And yeah, that wasn't a good night.
And in fairness to me, I thought I was, I wasn't being provocative. Did you think I was? I was stating my case, but I don't think I was. He was being provocative, was he not?
No, he was a dick.
Yeah, he was.
He was a huge disrespectful asshole.
And that's what, and so it can happen like that.
And then the discussion, it just wasn't good.
It gets crazy. Yeah. But anyway, I think that that answers my question.
Now,
I still like the t-shirt, though.
I did see that Nick will be on one of these famous Zoom calls for Kamala.
Oh, good.
Well, Nick was saying incendiary when I talked about that t-shirt, and I see the point. The idea of me, I don't think I'd even do it as a social experiment.
No,
I think I'd wear it in the privacy
just,
of my own home.
Exactly.
And that would be,
and we could laugh about it.
And like if we're watching election night together, we could have that. So, yeah. Just be human beings to each other.
Really. Are you going to wear it on the show?
Probably not. Probably not. Because
I
know.
Smart move.
I think our listenership, they know where I stand, but I don't need to shove it down people's throats.
I'll leave the Trump shirt in the
closet. Thank you.
We'll be right back, everybody. Let me click this to get this. There we go. And then I go down here, and then I hit this, and then we do that, and we get that, and we say, Dermglow.
Hey, that's me.
Then we're not going to read a commercial. We're going to talk to you about your products.
Well, I can read it.
No. I want you to talk about what you... What is the... as far as the online presence, because that's what we talk about, what is the thing you are most excited about at Dermglow Skin? And remember, this is you have 60 seconds.
Okay, so Dermglow Skin, I'm an esthetician, so if you're ever in the Southwest Florida area, please come see me. I would love to give you a facial. Secondly, for anybody out there that's listening to my voice now, I have to tell you, if you are ready to lose weight, now is the time. You know why? Because you can get tirzepatide or semaglutide delivered to your front door. Literally, you give yourself one weekly injection and you lose weight. The best part of it, guys and ladies, is that it's not willpower. It's not like before. This is science. You will give yourself the injection once a week and boom, you will lose weight. You will lose 21 to 26% of your weight depending on what drug that you go with, what medication. Now, let's say that you don't qualify for the medication.
60 seconds.
There is a drug that's called semimorlin, and that drug will help aid in losing that last 15 to 20 pounds. So go to dermglowskin.com, click on the weight loss tab, find all my fun products there, including B12 injections that can be shipped to your house. If you need help with sexual wellness, I have you covered. Yes, PT-141. Let's get that big O, guys. Yeah. Oh, cool. Dermglowskin.com.
Very nice.
Yes.
Bravo. You did a really nice job with
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You really, really did.
I'm so proud of myself.
And you're doing it today, right? You're going to be face washing today?
I will. I can't wait. I'll be face washing, leg waxing, eyebrow tinting.
Rob Spiewak returns tomorrow for the bonus show hour. We are very excited. And next Tuesday is Schmooze Day. We missed the Schmooze Day this week. I will return with about a half hour, 20 minutes to a half hour Schmooze Day. And as I told Josh the other day, for Schmooze Day, which will be 7 p.m. Tuesday night Eastern.
Can we talk about why Schmooze Day didn't happen on Tuesday? Josh?
Why it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Why are you being difficult?
I mean,
It was, we forgot, was, we forgot to promote it.
And we didn't promote it during the show.
We didn't promote it during the show, so we decided to wait a week so we could promote it. Well, stop it. Stop being mean.
Somebody dropped the ball.
Well, I dropped the ball.
Somebody did.
I dropped the ball. I'm sorry.
Not acceptable.
Okay.
People were ready for that schmooze day.
You know, I think we deliver a lot of content. Well, I know Jim Amato, thanks for pointing it out. I appreciate that.
He was looking forward to it.
I said that, okay, I'm going to put the ball in your court right now.
Yeah, put it over here.
What would you like to see me do for schmooze day? The last time I did it.
I don't know. That's up to you. That's the thing. You got to figure that one out.
I can figure it out sitting right here right now. What?
I know. We can take it live at the bowling alley. On Tuesday, we can go to a bowling alley, and we can just have fun with you throwing balls.
I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do that. No.
It would be fun.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, there's my idea.
You have another idea?
That was my idea.
Josh, do you have an idea?
Well, I was looking at the calendar, and it looks like for my next one, it'll be at D-Bats or baseball practice because I'll be in coaching mode.
Oh,
maybe do it from D-Bats, show off Michael's form.
Ooh, that might be very, very cool. You know what? I like that idea.
Do you have any ideas for me, Josh?
What's the matter with you? You're fine at doling it out for other people, but not me, huh? What's going on? What do you want to do on your next one?
I haven't thought about it.
Well, I mean, the fact that it's live and it's 7 p.m. Eastern, that really moves you away from your studio. So that's
I know what I can do. You can film me while I'm napping.
Naked?
No. Ha, ha, ha.
What if we were to promote it as as onlycarlafans.com?
Oh my god! So I can show my feet. Yeah.
Show something.
Yeah.
Might be worth it. Well, you look very cute today, though. Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you. How about a combined schmooze day, and Carla face washes you.
Ooh.
Do you want to do something for me?
We
could have a nostril waxing.
Nostril waxing.
We'll do a nostril waxing.
And ear waxing.
And an ear waxing on the next Schmooze Day, Tuesday night. I can do that from home.
I think you need to be in studio. I think you need to come to my... I could film better probably.
I'm not driving down to your place at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night.
That way we can get the nice light in to shoot up your nose.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You do need your nostrils waxed.
We'll do it from home next Schmooze Day.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a possibility. I might change my mind. Not for yours, for mine. Remember
For yours, we're talking about mine. We're going to do it for mine now. I'm promoting it right now.
No. No, I'll do
I'm
that for my
I'm trying to
Schmooze
generate
Day.
Content here, Carla. That's what we're trying to do. I could button it up right now. Let me do this, please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Next Tuesday. You're willing. You've got the stuff here, don't you?
I can do it, yeah.
Yeah, please be kind and nice. Don't try to be funny. See, she thinks she's going to be funny putting extra wax in, pulling skin off the inside of my nose.
Oh, that never happens.
It happened once.
Well, because you have an Irish nose.
It has happened actually twice.
You have like gentle, soft skin or something. What the hell's wrong with you?
We have to, I'm sorry.
And it wasn't skin. I pulled the hair out of its follicle.
We got great video. I'm taking another break here because I want to get the videos on today.
Michael,
I really want to make sure. That was the wrong. That's all right. No problem. We'll do that.
We'll do whatever you want, honey.
A nostril waxing on next Tuesday.
I'll give you
Tuesday's.
A nice one.
That's good. I look forward to that.
Awesome.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
From the bottom of my heart.
I'm ready.
Video's coming up. Hey, the time is now. We mentioned it. TMOS returning to Las Vegas for our grand reunion weekend. Saturday, November 9th, the weekend of Saturday, November 9th. Come be a part of a live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. That's us on the elegant rooftop citrus deck of the downtown Grand Hotel. Wear your bikinis, ladies. Book your rooms now so you don't miss any of the fun. It's a full-scale hotel takeover. Take the whole weekend and be part of our exclusive slots and blackjack tournaments. The ladies of TMOS Brunch, special discount. Discounted hotel rates, limited edition swag, plus surprises and a whole lot more. Grab your tickets and more info at MikeO'MaraShow.com. There's no better way to reunite with your TMOS family and no better place to do it. Join us as we take over downtown, the Downtown Grand Hotel, the weekend of November 9th. We can't wait to see you, ladies and gentlemen.
And I will be drinking mimosas the whole entire time.
And you're hosting the ladies of TMOS Brunch.
I cannot wait.
Okay, so it's time. Oh, we need Julia. Julia, come on in. Thank you. All right.
Hello.
So it's cool that we do that on Tuesday. It's cool that we do
I'm good with it. Yeah, absolutely.
The flip side
We start today with, I have one simple announcement for what this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Carla and Mike on a golf cart. Take it away.
Break every goddamn thing. Back up.
I love these two. They're all over the internet.
Up. Go backwards. I don't know why. Everything you
Oh, get, shut up.
Just keep going back. Just.
In the,
I don't
they
know
sweet?
Why I brought your ass.
God.
I don't know why you even live.
It's so goddamn hot out here. I feel like I'm in a swimming pool. Now. No. Don't hit the deck. Back up some more.
Jesus.
Isn't he lovely?
He hates life.
He wipes his nose.
Oh, my Jeez. God almighty.
Why isn't
you
he doing
it? He ran the battery down now.
This is definitely one of their kids setting them up for the video.
Oh, 100%. They're very popular. I love them. Even if it's staged, I love them.
Yeah.
Okay, back up now.
Not the one.
Where do you think
Let
they're
me
from?
See. Wait a minute.
I have no idea.
God damn.
He's got a metal detector.
Really?
Hey, Tripp, he's got a metal detector. Looks like the one you gave my kid.
Worthless piece of shit.
Oh, my. Isn't that's not nice. That's
yeah, she said, yeah,
nice.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
Wow. He gets something. Look.
You need to go to hell.
Look it.
Yeah, he does need to go to hell.
And they're off, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my
God. Well, another driving video for you, ladies and gentlemen, today. I do not know whether there were issues here. If there are, I apologize. If this young man had some sort of condition, I do not know.
Uh-oh.
This is a WTF moment because I don't know what happened. Obviously, there was an accident. The kid seems a little overwhelmed, but the consensus with everybody that's watched this is, what the F is he doing? So check this out.
All right, I didn't mean to. This is my mom's car and I was moving.
Okay, well, you need to call your mom up here and give me your insurance card. I'm calling the police.
Little accident, a Honda Pilot. There it is. A lot of damage.
Thank you so much.
Seems like he's starting the car.
Right.
Get your car on.
Is he fleeing? Okay, I guess he's just stopping to, no?
No, he's nervous.
What's
he
doing?
He's not thinking.
Oh, he's beating, oh.
He's leaving, oh. Oh.
Crazy.
Fucking idiot.
What the hell is wrong? You get in the car. You get in the car.
Yeah, now they're nervous. Now they know what's going on.
I would too. I would just say, just go and we'll let the police find you.
Never leave the scene of an accident, ladies and gentlemen. That's the moral of the story here today.
Panicking, just trying to get out of there. Made him nervous.
I, for about 5 years in my career, I had a DJ band, and the first couple of years were fun, like everything. It became kind of tedious towards the end. Once you start gigging regularly, which we did, man, it's a lot of energy, a lot of time, and bands, the way I described it, I think we at one point we had 8 guys in our band, and it was like being married to 8 people.
When I first met you,
I had a DJ band.
You did, and we went to Pennsylvania, like Blue Knob, I think.
Blue Knob Resort up in Pennsylvania.
And that's when we first started dating.
You ever hear of Blue Knob, Josh? You ever hear of that place?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Blue Knob.
Yeah, we went up there, but it can get a little tense when you're gigging all the time with the same people, especially if you're not superstars, even regular superstars. Look at the Eagles. This is a band that really didn't enjoy themselves. Take a look at our little DJ. Lead singer's yelling at his drummer. Oh, no. Singer's not having any of it.
This is more entertaining than
the
show.
It's more entertainment than they were offering as they were playing with that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, fun. Speaking of bands, man, oh man, I know I probably have a pattern of the videos I share with you, but I like this band a lot better. And whoever this teacher was that put this together, God bless you. How did you do it? How did you pull it off? Check out these kids and their Guns N' Roses tribute right now. I friggin' love this. I would have been happy with just this part.
The song of my youth.
Wrangling them this way, I would have been happy with this. Fantastic. And you think...
This is great.
Isn't it?
I love it.
This is one of the positives of teachers trying to get TikTok attention now.
Absolutely. Hold on, wait for the hook. Here they go. They nail the hook right here. Come on. Little girl's got to participate. She knows she's on. Man, if that doesn't make you feel glad to be alive, I don't know what will. All playing the air guitar. Girl Squad.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
The desks is great, too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like the teacher probably took them individually and placed them on the desks and said, don't you dare move. Whoever did that, kudos to you. One of the best videos of the whole week. Hey, Hunters. I respect you. I understand the rush of hunting, but I want to ask you this question. When you're out there with your guns and you're waiting in your deer stand and you're waiting to pull the trigger, don't you think what I'm going to show you here might be a little more fun? Check this out, everybody.
Now, this is scary.
It's not scary.
If you open up your garage and there's...
Well, if you know they're going to be there, he's going in to get the corn or whatever the grain is.
They're like pets or whatever for him.
Well, I think they're feral.
Right, but they're friendly with him.
Well, that's great. That's cool.
I love this.
There's 50 of them.
This is the best part right here. This is the best part coming. Watch this. I love this guy. I friggin' love this guy. Watch this.
Aww. Aww.
That is... Awesome. So that is.
What's up, Dean?
Eat straight out of it.
Isn't that amazing? I love
that. I wonder where that is.
And they
that
don't even
is
fight
so
for it.
Cool. Oh, aww. It's great.
We could all be like deer.
Got some bucks out there, got some does, and he is just loving life. I love that video. That's fantastic.
I do too.
Finally, today, wives, Carla, and you've done a great job sitting in with us this week.
Thank
I want
you.
To thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing it. Wives come in all shapes, all sizes, and I give you tough to discern exactly what she's saying. I believe English may not be her first language. She's upset at her husband.
She's probably pissed. Yeah.
And, let's just give you the wife of the day. Recent arrival edition, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out.
What are you doing, bro? Why you tell me the coffee have the refill?
Because you go there all the time. I thought
all the people look at me like the cheap woman in the world. Face to face, skin to skin.
You're there
you
all
think
the...
right now. Take my shoe back.
There it is.
Who's the boss now?
Who's the boss now?
Yeah.
That's what we got for you, ladies and gentlemen. Carla, I thank you. I love you.
I am
so glad that you joined us for 2 days. I knew it would be fun as it was. Josh, who's doing a great job, thank you very much. It's been fun. Tomorrow, Rob Spiewak will be back from his vacay, and we will have a nice bonus show for you, ladies and gentlemen. Great, great week of shows. I'm really happy. Stay safe this weekend and a very, very fast week. And thank you all. We appreciate that. Don't forget, tickets to Las Vegas still available.
No FOMO.
No FOMO. Don't miss out. Get them and get your hotel room while you're at it. For Rob Spiewak, for Carla O'Mara, and for Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.